I've been craving fish all week, and not just local pan-fried trout or a nice wild-caught Alaskan salmon fillet on the grill. I'm craving herring, and not just any old piece of herring, but pickled herring. 3 years ago, I wouldn't have been in the same room as a jar of pickled herring. Fish sticks were about the only fish product I would eat, and now I have a hankering for pickled fish that you just wouldn't believe. Living in Sweden did this to me. Anytime there was a holiday, pickled herring would go on sale for 5 kronor a jar, like 80 cents. And that's how we knew it was a holiday. My husband would load up on the stuff, which comes in about 10 flavors. Senapsil, which is in a sweet mustard sauce, is the gateway herring. This is the most palatable for newly initiated pickled fish eaters. Other flavors include onion, cream sauce, dill sauce, the ubiquitous lingonberry, or the super traditional marinade, which includes sandalwood shavings, which makes the fish taste a lot like an old cedar chest pulled up from the bottom of the sea. My husband would fill our Euro mini fridge with 5 kronor jars of herring while I figured out exactly what it was we were supposed to be celebrating. Herring went on sale for Christmas and for Easter, and for lesser holidays like Ascension Day and May Day. But the biggest day for herring, by far, is Midsummer. Midsummer is more than just the summer solstice. In fact, in Sweden, it isn't even celebrated on the actual solstice, but on the Friday/Saturday closest to the solstice. This isn't a school night kind of holiday. Midsummer is celebrated outdoors, with food and friends and family. Traditional foods include the year's first wild strawberries called smultron, which are as tiny as the tip of your little finger and grow all over the country. You string them on a shaft of wheat or rye like rubies and give them to your friends. There are fiery shots of schnapps, flavored with the most essential hints of old-world flavors like blackcurrant or fennel or clove. And of course there's herring. My fondest midsummer memory is of a siltorta my friend made. A herring cake. That's right. I went from eating fish sticks to pickled herring for dessert in about 6 months. The cake had a moist rye crust like a sour graham cracker and was filled with pickled herring and gelatin so it set up nice and firm. It was frosted with sour cream and sprinkled with finely chopped chives. It was totally confusing to my senses, but it was exactly right for the occasion. The smell of the sea, the loud toasts to health and friendship, the magical twilight from a sun that never truly set, and the proverbial Midsummer Night's Dream that comes from cutting wildflowers and placing them under your pillow, hoping for a glimpse of your romantic future. This is if you manage to go to sleep at all that night. The idea is to strive for an endless summer night. So yeah, there is nothing not to love about midsummer, and the good thing is that the summer solstice falls on the same day every year around the world, so there's no excuse not to celebrate wherever you happen to be. As far as the herring goes, it's possible to find creamed herring in most U.S. supermarkets, which is mild enough to get you started. Just think, by next year you could be like me and my husband, who have been known to drive 3 hours to the closest IKEA to pick up some herring and dill sauce. We still use it to mark important milestones in our lives, like getting a new job or a PhD position. Our firstborn will be lucky to not be named herring. I will post my best translation of a Swedish herring cake recipe at upr.org if you're feeling adventurous. For Utah Public Radio, this is Jennifer Pemberton.